Ninth stop. The panel depicting the scene of the Dance of the Genii of the Four Seasons decorated the centre of the floor mosaic in the large dining room. The genii of the Four Seasons dance in a circle, holding hands, while a musician plays a panpipe in the background. The scene takes place inside a room decorated with colour paper chains, the garlands which decorated banquet halls on special occasions. The emblem is framed by a very simple cornice consisting of a row of black tesseras. Autumn is depicted in the foreground with his back towards us and his head turned to the side, wearing a short white embroidered tunic with a convivial crown on his head. On the left, Spring wears a pink tunic and a garland of leaves adorned with red flowers on his head. He holds Winter by the hand, the latter visibly frontally, completely shrouded by a cloak with a green-blue hood, wearing a long heavy tunic and boots, his hood held in place with a crown of marsh reed. On his left is Summer, of whom only his legs with feet in sandals, hands, part of his short white tunic, and perhaps a few ears of corn which make up his crown are visible. It is an unusual image among Western Byzantine floor mosaics, which normally avoided depicting human figures. In this case, however, the representation of the figures shown in full and in the round, the representation of the scene in perspective, and the heightened realism accentuated by the shadows thrown onto the floor, suggest that this scene derives directly from an easel work of Constantinopolitan production. Note the extensive use of mosaic tesseras in vitreous paste, giving a wider range of colours, and the realistic rendering of the musical instrument. Being a metal object, it has been created using mostly tesseras in vitreous paste with gold laminate. The particular delicacy of this mosaic picture and the difficulties involved in preserving it suggest it was removed from the floor where it was originally set, where an identical copy has now been placed, and exhibited here in this position, where it is easier to observe the infinity of minute details and fully appreciate the refinement of this mosaic artwork. There are also slight differences in the laying of the tesseras, indicating the work of different artists.